Why are people not watching my live stream? Well, let's explore the key reason why your live streaming might not be capturing your audience's attention. We're going to do that next on the Church Solutions Podcast, so stay tuned.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast. This is episode number 459, and my name is Phil Thompson.
And I'm Steve Lacy.
We have Michael Gray producing this. He is in the background. He might pop in. You never know. But he's in the background producing this. Steve, how are you today?
Doing just peachy keen. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I went to the doctor, and my blood work came back pretty good, and I'm pretty happy for an old guy.
So. Well, that's, yeah, I'm in the same boat. I just had my annual physical, too, and telling my wife that I scored well on all my blood tests. I studied hard for them and did well in
all
categories.
Yeah, my PSA was down. And which was important to me. We won't get into that.
Let's dive in deeper into this.
It's public service announcement. That's what we used to call it on a radio, PSA. And my blood pressure was actually very low. I mean, for me, it was. And usually my blood pressure's up, you know, from working with you guys so much. But I had to say that. So there is something happening in your life this week, though, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, we got grandkid number 6 coming on Thursday, if not sooner. We shall see. So that would be today or tomorrow, but no later than Thursday. She has an appointment for 12 a.m. Thursday morning. Okay. And I guess that's the way the docs do it now. The doc's not going to be there, but they want to make sure that she's there. I guess insurance covers a day or something like that. So they want to, she checks in at, 12:01. Her husband will probably be falling asleep and she'll be getting tended to. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we wish her well and looking forward to the newborn coming into the world.
Yes.
All right, well, let's get to our podcast today. I'm sure people are curious about this. The title, or at least I don't remember what the title is exactly, but if you follow the blog, we've got some notes to it on the blog. So if you go to blog.streamingchurch.tv or you can go to streamingchurch.tv/blog, lots of ways to read our content. We have other blogs on there, obviously. But what I wrote on last week was, why are people not watching my church live stream? Why are people not watching my stream? We've run into this quite a bit over the years because one of the products we have, streamingchurch.tv, and so we specialize in helping churches stream their ministry, their content, and all that stuff. So, when all this happened, when especially when COVID hit, everybody just kind of had the stream and they threw stuff up there and hopefully it would stick, like spaghetti on a wall. And then, as COVID has dissipated over the last several years, things have changed. We want to really get into why people aren't watching your stream anymore. There's really a reason for this. And it's not just your presentation or your technical stuff, which we have talked about a lot over the years. There's something else.
Well, the short answer is, you're doing it wrong, right?
You're doing it wrong. Well, so let's just jump into this because I'm sure people are wondering, what's going on here, smart guy? So we know that, and you've said this a lot lately, we know that audience, strategy, content, team, and technology, those are all very important things when it comes to ministry and church stuff and streaming video. So let's talk about audience, because that is one of the main issues that people have today with their live stream, their audience. Who is your audience?
Yeah, so I think I kind of put audience very closely aligned with strategy and goals. So it's basically, the wrong answer is I want to reach everybody, right? I just want to have something for everyone. And if you try to put together something for everyone, you're going to put together something for no one. So it's interesting. I had, we had some of the kids over yesterday and some of my kids and me, and we decided, or somebody turned the TV on, you know, and the kids want to watch Monster Trucks on YouTube. And, you know, we give them a little while of that. And then I want to watch my stuff. And then my son wants to watch his stuff. And if we were to put together this combination of Monster Trucks and sports and car show into one program, you're going to appeal to no one, right? So, and I think what we're doing, I think what a lot of churches do is, well, I'm just going to stream my services. I'm going to appeal to everybody. And they haven't really thought about what their goals are, which kind of fall into the audience area falls in, aligns with the goals, I think. So, you know, and we're going to quote Graham Spencer a lot. And he kind of basically says there's three types of audiences, which I think is going to parallels with your goals for your ministry.
Yeah. So, yeah. We definitely want to do that. I do want to add here, as you were mentioning about some examples there, when I was in broadcasting many moons ago, we started an FM station in Tucson called KGMS, and it was 97.1, and we had a translator as well, 102.3 or something. I got coffee cups on the wall here, all sorts of stuff. But one of the problems we ran into was I was the senior operations manager, and my music director, bless her heart, she's a sweetheart, she was very progressive, and so she wanted to play all sorts of Christian music. This was going to be a Christian FM radio station, Christian music. And so, you know, back in 1993, it was 1990, it was rap, there was Christian rap, you know, there was Christian rock, there was what you would call Christian pop music, Amy Grant and such, you know, Michael W. Smith, all those guys. There was Christian heavy metal.
Yep.
And there was Christian alternative. So, I mean, there's probably some more out there. There's Christian country, you know, and I don't know, Christian country is a title, but there was country music that was Christian, okay? And this is all the contemporary flow. And we didn't really play any of the Gaithers or any of the other stuff that, you know, from, you know, the 60s. And so we had this debate on what we were going to play. And the idea going into this whole thing was we're going to play, you know, contemporary Christian music and going to be more of a pop thing because it reaches more people. So I lost that battle for about.
Really?
Yeah, I lost that battle for, but she wanted to play everything.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And that's what she did.
A mix of metal and country.
No, it was just ridiculous. Doug Martin, who you know, Doug is our general manager. He's a great guy, but Doug, you know, he sided with her for some reason, so I lost that battle for about 3 months, maybe 4 months, and then the ratings came out, and then we changed, and then we went back to my original vision, which was contemporary Christian music, more of a pop sound. Uh-huh. That was more, you know, more mainstream, and the ratings went up. So I'm going to toot that horn there a little bit, but it applies. It applies to churches.
Right.
Well, I was right, but every once in a while I'm right. A blind squirrel gets a nut, right? So this applies to church. Whatever you're doing, whether it's live streaming or just in your, you know, live in your auditorium, on your property, whatever you're doing, you've got to target, you know, right, what you're doing. Yeah. All right. So
I went, and just to illustrate that more, it was, my sister-in-law passed away a couple of weeks ago, and I went to her funeral in Dallas, which I grew up in Texas. So I'm used to Texas, we had the funeral at her church, and then Sunday morning I told my brother, I said, I want to go to church. Let's go check this church out. And he mentions that he started going to this church when it was 10 people meeting in a house. He said this was a few years ago, and then they grew out of the house and moved into a high school, and they were in a high school for a few years. And now this church is, I don't know, 10,000 on a Sunday. You know, it's a mega church now. And so I was like, I don't get to I don't get a chance to go to mega churches anymore or very often. So I want to go to church. And the thing that struck out, that really jumped out to me, was the kind of the centerpiece of the people going to that church was the exact group of people that my church is trying to target and is just having the hardest time. And that's young families. I mean, this church was completely filled with 20 to 40 year olds. You know, that was the main deal. And they had a vibe around it and everything was kind of geared towards it. And it was just, I mean, it was doing really, the message was geared for that as well. So anyway, we talk about audience that you want to reach. And so there's the three main categories when it comes to live streaming. And not one of these is right and not one of these is wrong. So these are just, these are the general categories. The first one is maintenance. And that is really, I want to deepen the spiritual walk of my core. I really want to see them mature in their faith. And so I want to, the streaming is going to be an avenue where they can't make it. They're going to still get fed during the week. So I'm targeting those that are already committed to my church. Typically, this is going to be the smallest group that you're going to be, of these audiences.
They're your regular attenders, right? They're the people that have been to your church and
they know you, they love you, right. They understand your vocabulary. They've been with you, they're committed to you, they're forgiving. That's one group. Is we'll go through these real quick and then we'll come back here. The next group would be a ministry group. And that would be what I characterize that is I have a church in my neighborhood and I want to reach my community. I want to reach those that are that live nearby that would be considering a church. And so I'm going to have a different focus with that. So it's going to be more first timer oriented. It's going to be more taste and see kind of spice to it. Whereas, you know, I'm not going to expect someone to commit for 3 hours. Whereas if I'm going with my group, my maintenance group, they're going to put up with three. If we have 3 hour services, they're in for 3 hours, you know, but somebody that's never been to church and they're not going to commit to 3 hours. So I'm going to do things to reach that group. Your content's going to change. We're going to get into all of this here, but The ministry group is those that are, I think, geographically close, but not part of my church yet. And then the third group is just missional. And I was dealing with a church earlier this morning and was kind of looking at their website and checking things out. And they were definitely this last group, which is missional. So they just want to cast their net broad and wide. They want to spread the gospel to whoever will be it driven to it. And that may not mean people that are local to my church. That may be people out of my state, out of my country, you know, other side of the world. So I'm going to do things again. If that's my target, is I just want to become a more missional church and spread the gospel and let this be the online church for these people, then that's the third category.
Yeah. And again, the, just to reinforce this, the problem that people run into on this stuff when they're streaming is they don't think about these things. And so, you know, again, you've got the shotgun approach.
That's the,
trying to hit everybody and you don't reach anyone.
Back to my original comment, right? You're doing it wrong. So
you're doing it wrong. Well, yeah. Okay. So what are some things to consider when it comes to, all right, I'm listening to this. I'm a pastor. All right, Mr. Smart Guy, how do I determine my target audience? How do I define my target audience?
I think it depends on the heart and vision of your church. It's probably already, you could probably analyze your church and go, oh, we fit into this guy. Even if they aren't streaming, just based on who comes to the church, who our church attracts, that, you know, what our teaching is like, that sort of thing. I think just looking at that, you'd be able to say, hey, our target is maintenance. You know, we've got a body of believers and they're really strong, and we're equipping them to become disciples, you know? And so that's my goal. You know, I'm just going and getting these guys all learned up so they can go and do more evangelistic things. And then, right. Or I'm a ministry. My goal is I want to reach my community. I want to grow my church. I just go crazy over first timers that come, you know, I get super excited. I try to gear everything towards them. Yeah. I want to grow my church and you know, and I think no one church is going to completely abandon the other elements. It's just what you emphasize. Like you're still going to raise up people in the church and try to mature them while also, but if your focus is, you know, to grow your ministry, to reach the, you know, have an influence in your community, it's going to be, you're going to do some things different.
And certainly we're not saying that you can't do those other things. You know, you can't be looking to help some people that maybe don't go to your church, you know, or, you know, you certainly do want to reach the world, but what we're saying here is the emphasis, the main target is whatever, it's got to be one of those three things.
Right. Which, yeah.
It really needs to be. I mean, you can do some other things on the side a little bit, but if you're really the main target, you gotta be, if you're going to play Christian rap music, and play Christian rap music.
Yes, exactly. I want to reach the rap fans in my community, and we're going to be, you know, that's my focus. Yeah. So, yeah. Whereas it's a good example that you had, cause that's, you know, even metal or some of these others, you're going to address those maybe more maintenance kind of oriented people, where you go the pop route and maybe I'm wanting to bring in new listeners and, you know, appeal to people that have never listened to Christian music and thought it was going to be hymns and you know, whatever, yeah. You know, people singing hymns, if it's Christian music, and they go, wow, I found this radio station. It's really cool. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, so defining your target audience, some things you probably should look at as I'm looking at the blog here, you know, demographics, who are you trying to reach with your online and digital ministry? So, you know, you want to look those things over real well. The spiritual background, which is kind of what you touched, you know, what's the background of your church, you know, the mission and the vision of your church, and then who's watching, right? And if you're going to do that, then, you know, how are you going to engage those people? Online habits is something to consider. Needs and challenges are important. Like, so if your focus is on the ministry aspect, we said maintenance, ministry, missional. Ministry we defined as being, you know, people in your neighborhood, in your area that don't go to church, but might be interested. Mm-hmm. But you want to, what would their needs be? You know, they need Jesus, right? But what are their other needs, such as marriage, children, you know, counseling with children or help with children, help with their budget? You know, that's what I'm getting at. So if you're targeting ministry, the content I think would need to be, you know, something that would be there, not just those other things, but to help them. What are practical things you can do as a church to reach these people? Because it's not just about, you know, say the sinner's prayer and now you're in, but it's trying to help people right where they're at. Because Jesus always met needs wherever he was at. He always met their needs.
Right. Yeah. And I think, going back to church last 2 weeks ago, Sunday, they had a part of the service, they had everybody stand up and talk with each other, you know, greet your neighbor thing, which I haven't been a part of a church that's done that in a long time, but I guess some people are doing it. Anyway, guy right next to me, he's like, we say, hey, I'm Steve. And he goes, I can't remember his name, but he goes, this is my first time. I've never been here. And I'm like, this is our first time. We've never been here. And it was, you know, that was exactly what this church was built for, you know, was have a lot of people. And so addressing their needs is, I bet you that this guy attended online or checked them out online before he came. So there's and it's just kind of addressing his needs, you know. First, I'm going to commit a little bit and I'm going to check you out. Maybe I'm going to give you 5 minutes, you know, on a Sunday morning and just go, you know, I've been thinking about this church thing. I've heard about this church. Let's go check them out online. And then they're going to progress down to the point where they get the courage up and show up. And so you want to make sure that you're addressing their needs in the, you know, these may not be deep felt needs, but this may be just met their immediate needs. You know, like this guy, I'm sure would not have committed to a 2-hour service. You know, he probably wouldn't have come. It's his first time, you know? So you adjust your service times and you adjust how you reach people online with, you know, to address that target audience. Whereas if I'm wanting to reach out to my committed and my maintenance group, then they're going to be a lot more forgiving and I have a lot more different formats I can choose from.
Yeah. And as you've mentioned before, and Michael Gray and I can attest to this because we were both church online pastors at one point at your church in Tucson. A lot of people went to the new members class and they said, hey, we heard about you. We watched you online. We watched the streaming services online before we got here. And so it really does matter what you're doing out there with your streaming video.
All right. And what you put out online appeals to your target audience. So step one, and then we're going through that today, is kind of figuring out what are my goals and so who am I trying to reach? And narrowing your scope and then making decisions, developing a strategy around that target audience. And then that strategy is going to influence what content I put together, how long my services are, how hard it is to get off the couch on Sunday morning to participate in church. And all those things are going to be determined based on these initial decisions. Yeah. And I think a lot of churches out there just don't think about it. I think most people just don't think about it. They go, we'll put up a camera. We're going to stream. Yeah, that's great. But if you really took a step back and say, hey, I'm going to really strategize about it being very effective, then figuring out my audience and doing this step one is the first step.
Yeah, it takes effort. and look, I've been in ministry, you know, no longer now, but for a long time. Michael behind the scenes here is the same thing. And you're always busy. I mean, when you're going in the door, there's always needs. When you walk in that facility, when you're on staff, there's always something that wants your attention. And so it's hard, you know, because, okay, we got the streaming video going. We got a camera set up. Life is good. But life may not be so good if you look at the numbers of people watching your stream. But that's the whole point of what we're talking about today. And really the whole point of what a lot of our resources are at streamingchurch.tv is we want to help you reach people. We want you to be effective in what you're doing. And if you're going to do streaming video, put some time and effort into it. And some of these things we're talking about here can really make a big difference, not only in people watching your stream, but people eventually coming to your church, you know, and eventually helping people and reaching people and ministering to people who have needs. The streaming video thing can really add to that in a very effective way, but it does take some time and effort to make sure you're on track.
Yep, exactly. You wanna think about these things and purposefully, borrow a Rick Warren term, go forward and
purpose driven.
Yeah, purposely go through and do these things with some purpose. And you'll find, I think once you start to do this, some things are gonna be harder and some things are gonna drop off your cart. You're like, that's not important anymore. We don't, you know, we're focused over here. Let's stop doing that over there. And it'll free up some resources and allow you to be more effective.
Yeah. All right. So, and kind of wrapping up here, ask yourself some stuff here. You need to, if you're doing streaming video, ask yourself some of these questions. Like, for instance, is my content really compelling? Is it relevant? Is it relevant to my target audience here? I mean, is what I'm putting out there on the live stream, is that really what I want, whatever my target audience is, missional, ministry, or maintenance? That's the first part. Is that content really hitting those hitting that target audience.
I've got a good little stat I learned this week. I'm not sure if it's true, but I'll quote it anyway. They were talking about college students doing professor assessments. And they said that within 5 minutes of them coming to their very first class, how they assess that professor doesn't change at the end of the semester when they're all done. It's the same assessment. So several months and many, many hours, but you got those first few minutes that you want to put together. People are going to form an opinion immediately. Yeah. And they're going to go, this church is really focused on their growing their people, and I'm not part of it yet. So I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to go find another church that's going to be, you got a few minutes. And so you want to put together a product that appeals to that target.
First impressions really matter. And so you want to work hard at that. Not that people can't be forgiving or whatever, but it really makes a big difference. As we wrap up here, I just realized we've got a clock here, which I didn't realize we had as far as our time here. We generally go about a half hour, and we're getting up to that. So content is your service interactive? Again, we'll beat this drum very quickly. How interactive is your live streaming? We've got a platform that's very interactive. It's streamingchurch.tv. Interactivity really does mean a lot to some people. Prayer requests, those kind of things. Do you have a host for that? Is there somebody that's a church online pastor or a church online host that can help the viewers navigate, especially if they're newer, if you're trying to reach newer people?
And that's going to be an indication as well of what, when I walk into the church, if I exhibit this stuff online, that, hey, there was a host there. They paid attention. I was, they call it, known, noticed, and loved. So then when they go to church, they're going to expect that as well, or they should anticipate that same kind of thing. So what you do, what you promote online, that sentiment is going to be, you want to do, if you're doing it in person, you want to do it online as well.
Yeah. Got to be consistent. And then just the last point here is are you treating your online viewers, as important as you would your in-person congregants? Are you, because they are valuable, even if they're online, they're still watching, they're still real people. How are you treating those people? All right, well, let's wrap up here. Before we go, I do want to make an announcement. We have a brand new webinar coming up. And we've been struggling with the name of this webinar because we're trying to make it as long as possible. It's a joke, but we've kind of settled, I think, on the title of this webinar coming up in February 25th, Transforming Your Services. Wait, did I screw this up already?
You did already.
I screwed it up. Oh, here it is. That's the old one. The Power of Integration. All right, you tell me what it is.
You're screwing it up. Sermon Shots and Streaming Church are integrated, so it's going to be
the power of integrated sermon shots with streamingchurch.tv.
There we go. Man, you made it so short, and you still struggled through it. The power of integrated.
So what does that mean? The power of integration of sermon shots with streamingchurch.tv. It's February 25th. It's 12 noon. You can sign up, as Michael has put this on, if you're watching on the video portion of this, webinar.streamingchurch.tv. What does that mean? We're running out of time here, but Steve, what does that mean, the power of integration of sermon shots with streamingchurch.tv? What's going on here?
We have joined forces with Sermon Shots. They're known for their ability to create short clips to post on social media and other areas. And we have integrated our system with their system. So it makes it easier for our existing customers to use the Sermon Shot systems and vice versa. So,
all right. And so the webinar is going to be going over that stuff, right?
Yep. Yep. We're going to go over that.
We'll talk about the importance of how to do that and how to use those little short sermon things effectively and and all that. So sign up, folks, webinar.streamingchurch.tv. And you're saying, well, it's February 25th, Phil. I can't make it. I'm out of the office. Well, sign up anyhow, because you'll get, wait for it, the recorded copy.
Yes.
So you can don't have to actually be there. We'd love it if you were there, because we'll have a Q&A.
Right.
And Corey Alderman. Did I get his name right?
Yes.
Not Greek, so I didn't probably get it right. Corey Alderman is really going to be the main guy here, and he's from Sermon Shot. So we got Corey. Yes. We're teaming up with Corey.
And one of the other key things, if you're an existing Streaming Church person, we're going to provide discounts, and you're new to Sermon Shots, we're going to give you a discount for getting Sermon Shots, and vice versa. So if you're a Sermon Shots person, and we're going to give you a discount to Streaming Church. So it's a win-win for everybody. A win-win-win, huh?
It's a sizable discount, too. It's like
30%. Yeah, so
that's a pretty good chunk. I think 30%, right? Is that what we agreed upon?
Yep.
All right, yeah.
So learn the promo codes and stuff. If nothing else, come to the webinar and learn what it can do and learn how to start your Sermon Shots or streamingchurch.tv account at a discount.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. And discounts and all that good stuff. And so that's February 25th. Webinar.streamingchurch.tv. Have I said that enough? Okay. All right. We're done here. Thank you, Mr. Lacey. Thank you, Michael Gray, behind the scenes. I'm Phil Thompson. And most of all, thank you for spending some time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. If you have questions on any of this stuff that we talked about, maybe you agree, maybe you don't agree, that's okay. We'd love to hear from you. You can just reach out to us at streamingchurch.tv. And if you haven't subscribed to the Church Solutions Podcast yet, do so. You'll never miss a podcast. And you can mock us and do whatever you want with that. So we're glad you're here. Thanks for spending some time with us. Please take care of yourself and each other. And we'll catch you again on another episode of the Church Solutions Podcast.